Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Congress and the White House are still struggling over the budget for the rest of this year, trying to figure out how to tackle the deficit and pay to keep the government running. But as required by law, the president has unveiled his budget for next year, and it essentially freezes spending. Well, the president proposes and Congress disposes, and Congressman Paul Ryan, chair of the House Budget Committee, is not disposed to approve of the president's proposal.
This is not a moderate budget. This is not a triangulation budget. This is a budget that went to the left. It would be better doing nothing than if we would actually pass this budget for the sake of our economy, for the sake of our future, and for the sake of jobs.
But President Obama says creating jobs and the economy of the future are precisely his priorities. Though for agencies and departments that regulate the environment, there are pains and gains. The president wants to cut 13% from the Environmental Protection Agency's $10 billion budget. Hardest hit are clean water programs. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson.
There's no moving away from the commitment to a greener, more sustainable economy, and that commitment remains. It's a tough year, but I think this budget continues an incredible legacy of support from President Obama for this agency.
Over at the Department of Agriculture, the president proposes cutting more than $3 billion, much of it by eliminating subsidies to wealthy farmers. One of the few budgets the president wants to increase is the Department of Energy, boosting it by about 12%. Dr. Stephen Chu is the Secretary of Energy.
There was a lot of hard decisions made on the overall budget, and the budget proposed for 2012 was a budget which actually put a freeze on the overall spending. There was a determination made, and I think it's the right call, that in times of austerity, the last thing you want to do is stop the things that will lead to future prosperity. It's, you know, the old expression, it's our seed corn. It's as if you're designing an airplane, it looks like it's overweight, and the way to trim the weight is to take off an engine.
Well, you have big boosts for things like electric vehicles. You have, 80% increase to nearly $600 million for R&D for advanced vehicles.
That's a good example of how to compete to win the future. All around the world, countries and companies take note that we expect great advances in battery technologies and system technologies for plug-in hybrids and electric vehicles. You start with a 100-mile range, but soon to graduate to 200, 300, 400-mile range on a single charge. The companies and the countries that develop that technology will have a world market. We do not want to be importing these cars. We want to be building them in America and exporting them to the entire world.
But it's companies that will make a profit. Why don't they pay for it?
What we're proposing is to do research and development on not today's batteries that are going into the Chevy Volt. That's something that should be done by the private sector, and it's being taken up quite nicely. But we're proposing a new generation of batteries, which is very basic research and development that could help. Again, other countries are aiding their companies in getting the lead in this technology.
In terms of conventional fuels, though, subsidies through the Department of Energy for fossil fuels are getting sliced by 44%. They'll still be nearly $500 million, but that's a big chunk out of fossil fuel subsidies.
That is somewhat of a legacy, and you have to ask yourself, in 2011, do companies who are making tens of billions of dollars of profit each year really need those subsidies? Then you look at what are the new things coming on the block. Photovoltaic advances that could really dramatically lower the price. Again, it's going to be a race among countries and companies to see who can drive those prices down, make them much more efficient, where the target is that they can compete for energy generation with fossil fuels without subsidy.
I wanted to ask you about federal loan guarantees to nuclear power plants and the construction of new nuclear power plants. In your proposed budget for 2012, you're asking for seed money to basically start $36 billion in loan guarantees.
That's correct. We want to restart the nuclear industry. We think that nuclear power in this century will be an essential part of the mix of power generation. It's clean power generation. And quite frankly, we want to restart our nuclear industry to get back in the game. China. Worldwide, there are now, ground has been broken on about 50 nuclear reactors, of which China is building half of them. There's an anticipation worldwide to have a nuclear renaissance, that you can build these reactors, which will be far safer than the earlier ones. And it's also about energy security and clean energy.
I believe there's a line item in the president's FY 2012 budget for something I find kind of curious, modular nuclear power plants.
Yes, these are called small modular power plants at the scale of, let's say, 100 megawatts instead of 1,000 or 1,500 megawatts. And that can be done and built in a factory in a single location, and not only shipped around the United States, it can be shipped around the world. And again, this is where we can regain leadership in the nuclear industry. And so the Department of Energy is very enthusiastic about trying to support the research and development and also the engineering work that can lead to licensing. And so this idea of continuing this innovation chain, starting from basic discoveries to inventions to ideas for things that go into the private sector, is something the president and I feel very strongly about.
Dr. Stephen Chu is the Secretary of the Department of Energy. Secretary Chu, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.